Justin Forsett joins us on Sports Byline. Fine running back and punt returner for the Southern Division champion Houston Texans, who are 12-2 and, of course, headed to the playoffs, coming off of a win over the Indianapolis Colts 29-17, and they get ready to play Minnesota this Sunday. Justin, I want to ask you, first of all, about the New England Patriot game. And I always felt that if you guys lost that game, losing a game at this particular point of the season against a quality team like that can be something to refocus the team. Am I correct in that observation? Because you guys came out strong in beating Indianapolis last Sunday.
Yeah, it definitely it motivated us. You know, we got a sense of urgency, man. We want to win games, especially in this month leading into the playoffs, kind of fired momentum into the playoffs. So we didn't want to lose, but it's something that happened, and the guys responded well, and we were able to bounce back.
One of the things I often wondered about is if you happen to clinch early in the season, and when I say early, meaning the last month with three or four games left, is there a mind shift? Do people tend to relax emotionally and mentally and maybe not play like they would, say, in the early or the middle parts of a season?
I don't think so. I think that's dangerous because, like I said earlier, going into the playoffs, you want to kind of be, you know, peaking. You want to be clicking on all cylinders, you know, all the guys, you know, on offense and defense, special teams, you know, being able to make plays. That sort of thing is kind of contagious, and you want to be able to roll that right into the playoffs. So taking weeks off and things like that can be detrimental.
One of the things that I like about Houston is the balance, particularly on the offensive side. You've got a veteran quarterback and Matt Schaub, who has thrown for 3,500 yards. You got a great running back along with yourself and Arian Foster, 1,300 yards for him. And then you've got Andre Johnson receiving yards, 1,360 yards for him. What does that allow you guys to do offensively that maybe other teams that would not have those type of players on them do?
Oh, man, just what you said, just the balance. I mean, there's not one area where you can just take away and just make us feel like we're one-dimensional. I mean, we're able to do a lot of things, get a lot of people involved and make plays, being able to set up, you know, have a great run game and set up a great play-action game that helps us tremendously and making sure our wideouts receivers are able to make plays downfield, which is been great for us all year.
You know, you've played with a lot of outstanding running backs. I mean, Marshawn Lynch up in Seattle, J.J. Arrington, yourself, and now Arian Foster. Tell me about those backs. What is it that you and all the other good backs do consistently in the NFL?
I would just say that work ethic and just never being satisfied with, you know, just being just the average running back, always work hard, always trying to find ways to better themselves. I mean, all those guys, J.J. Arrington, Marshawn Lynch, Arian, all those guys always looking for ways to get better, and they never get complacent.
Arian Foster, what's his greatest greatest thing that he does?
I would say his patience, man. I mean, his own scheme is a scheme where, you know, it takes a lot of patience and can't rush it. You know, the cuts that you have to make really have to be decisive, and he does a great job of that. I mean, he's one of those guys that's a real smooth runner and is just able to cut on a dime with a guy his size is pretty amazing.
Also, I think his first step is kind of explosive. He knows exactly where he wants to go with the ball, doesn't he?
He does. He does, man. He's very decisive. You rarely see him making some of those, fourth and fifth steps in the backfield, trying to find out where he's going to go. He decides to run, getting downhill, and always moving forward.
You know, I noticed that your average on carry is 6 yards a carry. That is really impressive. You had the 81-yard touchdown run on Thanksgiving Day against the Detroit Lions, but besides that, you've always had a big average. Why do you think you average a lot of yards on each carry?
I just try to, be one of those guys that can be easily taken down with, you know, one tackle. You know, I just try to fight for the extra yards and just being decisive as well. You know, most of the time in my career, I've been in zone schemes where, you know, you got to be decisive and make that one cut and go, and just trying to get downhill as fast as I can.
You know, when you take a look at Arian Foster and then you get the call to come in and replace him so he can get a breather, how do you stay in the game? How do you keep yourself mentally involved as you're on the sideline watching the game?
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty active in special teams, so that helps me, you know, stay warm and stay ready. And, you know, I just always know on those guys that, you know, I take mental reps, you know, in the game. I'm always abreast of what's going on, what plays being called. So I'm right there mentally prepared. So when I get in, I'm good to go.
Justin, you've always been comfortable being somewhat of a role player, whether it's special teams or maybe a guy that comes in as a relief back to some degree. Not everybody has that mental makeup to be able to accept roles. Why is it that you do? I mean, you don't seem to have the ego where you have to be the guy. You want to be the contributing guy.
Yeah, that's my mindset. I just want to be used, man. I know what I can do. You know, I have some versatility where I can help out on special teams and things like that, but at the end of the day, it boils down to winning games. So any way I can help my team win, you know, I'm going to do it.
Does your father, who was a coach, have a lot with the influence about how you approach the game of football?
Yeah, just the work hard, the work ethic and the drive. You know, my dad instilled in me at a young age, and all of us, my brothers, just one of those things that, you know, whatever it is that I'm asked to do, just try to go out there and do it the best of my ability.
One of the things that I do know is that on the offense, you guys take a look at the Viking defense because that's the team you're playing this year. But mm-hmm. You've had a chance, obviously, to take a look at Adrian Peterson and what he has done. He's a little bit more than 200 yards shy of the 2,105-yard mark for most yards in a single season. And given the fact that he's come off a knee injury and everything, I think it's amazing what he has done. What do you see when you see him playing and running?
Oh, man, he's an amazing runner, man. I'm seeing what everybody else is seeing, man. A guy that's coming off a serious ACL injury and coming out and putting up these numbers. You know, it seemed like he came back better than before. And he's just having amazing runs. It's special to see, man. It's exciting football to watch.
Yeah, and I don't know what if I can put my finger on any one thing as a running back that he does. Can you help me out there since you're one?
Oh, yeah, man. It's a lot, man. He's very explosive. You know, I had a chance to play against him a couple times and just seeing him run, man, he's a violent runner. I mean, he goes in and there's no slowing down with him. He embraces the contact and he's just trying to find ways where he can get to the end zone. He's going to either go by you or go through you. So it's been a good season for him so far.
And, you know, the other thing I noted about Minnesota is they don't have the type of quarterback that's going to scare you. You know, it's not like it's Aaron Rodgers back there. So, therefore, they're putting eight, maybe nine guys in the box, and yet he's still able to beat them. What is it about the offensive scheme of Minnesota that allows him to have that type of, success when they're putting that many guys in the box?
Well, anytime you have a good successful run game, I mean, your offensive line has to be good. And, you know, when you got an elite runner like Adrian back there running the ball, I mean, anything can happen. I mean, no matter how many people you load in a box, I mean, he's able to still get downfield, gain yards, and get to the second level fast. I mean, once you got a big guy like that getting to the second level, matching up with DBs, that's not what you want.
Are you surprised that your former team Seattle's having the type of season they're having, especially with a rookie quarterback?
No, they've been a young team. We've been a young team up there for a while, and you know things are starting to come together. Got that chemistry going. Everybody understands, you know, the philosophy that Carroll has going on up there. So, I'm not surprised at all. It was just, long overdue for them up there.
What was it like playing for Pete Carroll after playing against Pete Carroll when he was at USC and you were a Cal?
Oh, it was fun, man. He's a good, energetic coach. Coach with a lot of passion. I mean, he's one of those guys running up and down the sideline and in practice. He's trying to get involved and, you know, always keep it competitive and fun. So it was great times up there with him.
And you always seem to keep it fun as well. This is a business, and it's a business that takes a toll on your body and on your mind as well as you go through a long season. How does Justin Forsett keep this thing fun for him?
Oh, man, every day, man, I try to laugh as much as possible. Going out on the field, you know, hanging out with some of my best friends every day, realizing that this, you know, is a business, but this is something that we're blessed to do. It's not a right, it's a privilege that we get to play and earn a living playing a football game. So I just try to go out there and have fun and laugh as much as possible.
Justin, we're heard worldwide on the American Forces Network, so that means the troops over in Afghanistan and elsewhere around the world get a chance to hear you and catch the show each night. And I know here at the holiday season, you certainly would like to send a shout-out to those troops.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just want to shout out to them, the troops, and just thank them for all that they're doing, man. It's not forgotten. Appreciate them so much. I know I do. I'm just praying for safety for everyone, and thanks for all the support that you guys give us, and God bless you all.
I want to thank you, Justin. It's always nice to have you here on Sports Byline so you can talk to the fans across the country and around the world. Have a good holiday, and we'll talk to you when you come back home. We'll see you in the studio here sometime.
All righty. Thanks for having me.
Justin Forsett, running back, punt returner for, again, the Houston Texans. They are slated for the playoffs. We'll take a break, continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.